Today in Science from Wired.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you really run on top of a train like in the movies? To pull off this classic Hollywood stunt, you gotta know your physics. By Rhett Allaine. Just because you see something done in a movie, that doesn't mean you should try it yourself. Take, for example, a human running on top of a moving train. For starters, you can't be sure it's real. In early westerns, they used moving backdrops to make fake trains look like they were in motion. Now there's CGI, or they might speed the film up to make the real train look faster than it really is. So here's a question for you. Is it possible to run on a train roof and leap from one car to the next? Or will the train zoom ahead of you while you're in the air so that you land behind where you took off? Or worse, would you end up falling between the cars because the gap is moving forward, lengthening the distance you have to traverse? This is why stunt actors study physics. What is physics anyway? Basically, it's a set of models of the real world, which we can use to calculate forces and predict how the position and velocity of things will change. Okay, so if you have a train moving at a constant velocity, then it's an inertial frame, and everything acts just as it would in a stationary frame. Just like if you're tossing a ball up, and it feels the same whether you're seated on the train platform, inside a rail car going 40 miles per hour, or inside a passenger jet going 500 miles per hour. What's more, from a physics perspective, it actually is the same. But if you're on the roof, there's going to be air drag. If the train is moving eastward at 20 miles per hour, then for a human on top, it would be the same as a wind blowing 20 miles per hour to the west. If the train isn't going too fast, you should be fine. Once the wind speed gets up to around 40 miles per hour, though, it's too much to walk or run. With effort, you can push yourself forward due to the friction of your feet on the roof, but if you jump up in the air, who knows where you'll land. Of course, even inside with no wind, you could probably tell the train was moving without looking out the window. That's because real trains don't move at a constant velocity. Even tiny bumps and turns in the track cause the velocity to fluctuate, and your body can easily feel it. Let's stay with that idea for a moment. By definition, velocity has a magnitude, which we call speed, and a direction. It's a vector, if that means anything to you. If the speed or the direction of the train change, it's not moving at a constant speed, and we call this acceleration. Yes, in physics, you can accelerate without going faster. This is not just an inertial reference frame. In this situation, you can't just use F equals ma to find out how stuff moves. Those rules only work for an inertial frame. One way to fix this problem is to add in a fake force so that Newton's laws can again be used. This fake force will be proportional to the acceleration of the frame, but in the opposite direction. You've been in a non-inertial frame. When you're in an elevator that starts to accelerate upwards, the reference frame inside the car is non-inertial. To make sense of this feeling, your brain interprets it as a force pushing you down into the floor, as if you're getting heavier. Spoiler, you're not. This is a fake force. You're not getting pushed down, you're getting pulled up. A familiar thing happens when you take a hard turn in a car. Since a change in direction is also an acceleration, the inside of the car is a non-inertial reference frame. This is why a turn to the left makes you think you're being pushed outward to the right. Fake! There is no such thing as a centrifugal force. The car is undergoing centripetal acceleration toward the center of the arc. Likewise, trains speed up, slow down, and turn. They lurch and sway, and it's worse the higher up you are. On top of a real train, you'd experience sudden accelerations in every which way. could you run? At a slow speed, maybe, but it might resemble something more like staggering. When the tracks turn, it would be like trying to run forward with someone pushing you sideways. Train roofs are also usually sloped and slippery. If you still want to run on top of a train, you are going to need to get on top of it. Oh, sure, you could buy a ticket and climb up a ladder, but wouldn't it be cooler to jump onto the train from an overpass or something? If the train is rolling along at even a lazy 10 meters per second, 22 miles per hour, and you are stationary, this means your speed, with respect to the ground, must change abruptly from 0 at rest on the overpass to 22 miles per hour at rest on the moving train. There's two options here. First, jump and hope for the best. You will find yourself sliding in the opposite direction of the train's motion. If there is enough friction, you'll eventually stop sliding. If not, you're going right off the back. But maybe you are wearing your Sunday pants and don't want to mess them up. There is a second option. Start running before you jump. If you can get up to the same speed as the train, doubtful, when you jump down, you will already be moving at the right speed. There will be no need to slide. That's how superheroes do it. At some point, you'll likely want to get off the train before it reaches the station. It might not be too surprising, but jumping off a train is pretty much the same as jumping on. The problem is the speed differential. Again, you have two options. You can just jump off and let the interaction with the ground slow you down. Since you're moving horizontally at the speed of the train, you'd probably regret that. Or you could run toward the back of the train before leaping. This would reduce your speed relative to the ground before you hit. You probably couldn't run fast enough to stick the landing without tumbling over, but if you did, you would surely be a boss. Or you could wait for a bridge over a lake. When you hit the water, it will push on you in the direction opposite to your motion. The horizontal component of this force will slow you down just like friction would, but it's softer than rocks. The water will also push up on you to stop your vertical motion, but you'd decelerate over a greater distance as you plunge into the water. This means the impact would be much more forgiving than when your legs hit the ground. There is one drawback to this method of disembarking. You will be soaked. But hey, if that's the worst outcome of your train escapade, you should be very thankful. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken layer.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.